Warning. Critique Revolve contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know. Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Affirmative.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Critique Revolve here on the Rain Man Digital Network. I am joined in the studio, as I always like to be, with Thomas.
Hello.
Sexy Thomas. All right, guys. So this week, we went and saw Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fourth installment. Huh. Surprise, surprise.
No way.
I know, right? Of the Toy Story franchise. For those of you living under a rock, that is the franchise starring Woody, Andy, and Buzz Lightyear, right? That's who's in this?
I mean, yes.
Is that right? Okay. So anyway, so Toy Story 4. When a new toy called Forky joins Woody and the gang, a road trip alongside old and new friends reveals how big the world can be for a toy. Now, I have an issue with that synopsis.
Okay.
I feel like, wasn't it 1, 2, and 3 where they left the home? And we saw how big the world can be?
Yeah.
So...
But it's more, right. It's more metaphor, like that there's options out there kind
of thing. Oh, so it's big in that you don't have to be a toy.
You don't have to fit into this specific box.
Sure.
I guess is what they're saying in some respects.
Sure. So with this movie, guys, you have Tim Allen, of course, coming back as Buzz. You have Tom Hanks as Woody. You have Tony Hale playing the new character, Forky. Bo Peep comes back.
Annie Potts from the originals.
Yeah, exactly. Annie Potts is back. You've got, was it Ducky and Bunny, Key and Peele?
Yep.
Right? Dope. See who else we have. Christina Hendricks comes back as Gabby. Right? Was she in the first one?
I don't think she was in that one. Was she?
Oh, wait.
She's
the new boss.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Gabby's the new boss. And then, of course, you get Duke Kaboom, who is Keanu Reeves, and freaking sweet. And Joan Cusack comes back as Jesse,
mm-hmm.
Right? So anyway,
we've got all the old ones too. Wallace Shawn as Rex.
Right. Thank you.
John Ratzenberger as Ham. Mm-hmm. We've got Slinky the dog, although I believe the original voice actor died a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got all the old ones that we like, Bullseye and Jesse and all the characters that we're used to from the other movies, as well as a couple of additions, Christina Hendricks as Gabby and Forky being the primary ones in this one. And it's a little bit of an odd duck because this one came out of nowhere.
It kind of did. Like there wasn't. So with all of the other Toy Story movies, there was this big lead up.
We knew about it for a long time.
And this one, like you don't have the original writer isn't back. The original directors aren't back. None of the three directors are. It was Josh Cooley, who his directing credits include two video shorts and this.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then as a writer, he did the original story for this. And then, of course, it was taken from there. But he also did the screenplay for Inside Out.
Right.
Which is, truth be told, one of my favorite animated movies in a very long time. You know, I'm not a huge animated movie fan. That's just it's not a thing that I really give a shit about, to be honest. You know, I go see them. I have a kid.
Right.
And
so
I
have no choice. It's like a law.
Well, and I own a bunch of them because once again, I have a kid. And so I've seen fucking all of it. Right. But the Toy Story franchise was always a little bit different in that, you know, the first movie you get to know the characters.
Mm-hmm.
In the second movie, you get introduced to the new toy. Right. Because
you get Woody's background and Buzz gets to grow a little bit more.
Right.
Woody is the one who needs to be convinced to come back to the reality, essentially.
Right.
And it's a lot of our legacy. The greatest strength to the Toy Story movies was always how relatable it was. That it's a movie about toys, but it talks so much about growing up, parenting, your role with in a child's life.
Well, and not only that,
but in your own life as you grow up.
Right. I think one of the things that the Toy Story movies always did very, very well was they took these characters that are just relatable.
Yeah.
You know, they're going through things like Andy. Well, not Andy, but Woody, through the course of those three movies, goes through a huge change
mm-hmm.
where he was the favorite toy. He was the dude.
The leader.
And he was the boss. He was the guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy. And then Buzz comes along and
the hot new thing.
Right. And he's now like the captain of the second team.
Playing second fiddle, being replaced, right. Feeling like your days are worn up.
Right.
You're not as important anymore.
And then you get to the third movie and Andy's grown.
Yeah.
And now the toys don't know what's happening. And everything is kind of up in the air and in flux. And of course, at the end of the third movie, the toys go to live with, is it Bonnie?
Bonnie, yes. Yeah.
The toys go to live with the little girl named Bonnie at the end of the third movie. And now they have like almost a new lease on life.
Right.
Right. And so you have, you know, Jesse and Buzz and Woody and Hammy and
Rex
and Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Right.
You have all of those toys that we've all come to know and honestly love over the course of the last, 20 years?
Yeah.
The first one was 99, yeah. Right?
No, the first one was 95.
Shit. So 24 years.
95, 99, 2010, okay. 2019.
Right. Man, it's really been 9 years since the third one. The third one made me cry so hard.
It absolutely
so
did.
So hard it made
me
cry.
And that's the thing is that some of us, my age is perfect to grow up with Andy. He left for college in 2010. I had only been in 1 year of college at that point.
Right.
It was when I was a kid, was when Toy Story 1 and 2 came out. I related to it. I understood that pain. It hurt like a bitch. But everybody knew that of growing up, of moving on, of a major chapter in your life closing. And we do have a little bit more of this from a storytelling standpoint. Toy Story did a very good job once again of telling a story beyond what we're seeing mm-hmm. as to what the character, what Woody primarily in this one is going through and another phase in life.
Well, and I think one of the nice things about Toy Story 4 and one of the things that they've done well with the Toy Story movies is that the human characters
mm-hmm.
are always, they've all four movies are a different point in time for the human.
Right.
Because Andy was in grade school for the first movie?
First two.
Right. Well, grade school. And then was he in middle school for the second one?
He's a little bit older, but he's still
fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah, something like that.
And then he's going to college in the third movie.
Right.
And in this movie, you have someone just starting school.
Yeah.
For the very first time.
A new start.
So you have to figure that, you know, we ended the third one. They go to live with Bonnie. Every day is just playtime.
Yeah.
Every single day is playtime for all of the toys. And now she's going to school. And so it's not playtime for all the kids, for all the toys anymore. And we find out at the very beginning of the movie that Woody stays in the closet a lot.
He's no longer.
He's not even first team.
A string.
No.
No, first off the bench. He's on the bench.
He loses the sheriff's badge. He loses the captain's badge.
And there's a lot of, and that's a big theme to this one, the changing of the guard.
Right.
The passing of the torch. The, you know, spoilers.
No.
Like you said, he got the badge taken away from him.
Right.
You know, it's not his time anymore.
Well, it's almost like what Indiana Jones was supposed to be.
Yeah.
With Shia.
How do we pass this on to the next generation?
And they just fucked that up royally.
Royally did.
Toy Story. No, Toy Story 4 gets it right. And I think that, you know, this movie clocks in at an hour and 40 minutes, but it feels shorter than that.
It does.
It feels a lot shorter than that, actually. I think when the movie ended, we both looked at each other like, fuck, it's already over?
Yeah.
Like, and that's weird. For you and I, especially going to see a movie, I feel like it almost always feels longer.
Yeah.
You know, and this one was, it just felt short. I think the third movie was right at 2 hours.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And so this one, and like you said, it came out of left field, you know, 9 years after the third movie. We didn't
Which was a pretty succinct end, we all thought at the time.
Well, sure. But I mean, you could see where they could go with it.
You could.
You know, easily. And I think that's one of those things that it was just kind of crazy that they went this route with it. You know, I think it's a fitting next chapter. And I feel like when you look at a lot of franchises, I think by the time you get to the third movie, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, if you push out a fourth movie,
it's usually terrible.
What the fuck are you doing, Crystal Skull? Like, those are things that, like, you just don't do, Pirates. And I mean, you know what I mean? I think, and I know you have a love for Pirates.
No, but I agree. The fourth one shouldn't have happened.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I think that a lot of times it's like Back to the Future 4, if it ever happens. No. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. Stop it. Stop. And I think that, you know, that was my fear going into this movie. My fear going into this movie is that you would take all of the amazingness that was that first trilogy of Toy Story movies or that first trilogy of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you go back to the beginning, which is what they're doing here. God, this is weird. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's fucking Star Wars.
Sort of.
Right.
The thing is, culturally, especially in nerd culture, we are very much at a crossroads.
Oh, absolutely.
In our world. What has been the foundation for 30, 40, 50 years cannot continue. Whether the actors are dying sad, dark, but true.
Right.
Or it just needs new life. New things are starting.
Well, and
new people are taking the reins. And right. That's very much what Toy Story is talking about in this right. One.
Well, and I think that's what makes it so fucking relatable.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, especially in nerd culture, because you're losing the Avengers.
The Avengers is done.
You're losing Star Wars. Uh-huh. You're losing Star Wars. It's been longer than 10 years for the Avengers.
2011 years, I guess.
Well, when was Iron Man 1?
08.
Was it 08?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're losing the Avengers, right? Or at least Iron Man.
Right.
And
the ones we know.
You're losing Captain America, Iron Man, like the ones that we know you're losing. Thor, I think, is damn near done.
I think so, yeah.
Either way, but you're losing, you know, what we know. Star Wars is coming to a close. The story we know, the Skywalker storyline is coming to a close. But Star Trek is weird and TV now.
And always comes back.
Yeah, always comes back, but it's just odd.
But even that, it's a new start with a new lead and new cast.
Right.
That's just where we're at.
Right, exactly. And I think that it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. You know, new Batman, new fucking Superman, probably. I think Henry Cavill's done.
Yeah, there's a lot of acceptance of, and that's the thing, it's a little spoilery, I'll get onto it a little bit more, but the thing that I took away from it, not everyone lives forever.
Right.
And
right.
In one way or another, physically or metaphorically, we have to accept that. And it's very tough to do so, whether it's our own stubborn ways or because we don't feel like we belong anymore or the world itself has passed us by.
Well, and I think one of the cool things that this movie did was, you know, they always talked about in the first three movies, lost toys.
Yeah.
And how the worst thing you could possibly be is a lost toy.
Yeah.
And how being a lost toy meant you didn't have a home. It meant you didn't have a person.
A purpose.
You had no purpose. A lost toy is the worst thing you could be. You could be a broken toy, but you can't be a lost toy.
Right.
And I feel like this movie, and I love that they took that idea and they erased it.
Yeah.
I think that was a super fitting thing to do. I feel like it's tough to do four movies mm-hmm. in the same universe and not retread.
And not screw it up.
Well, and I think Toy Story, this does not feel like the first three movies.
No.
I mean, it's the same universe.
Same so vibe, has, same yeah, tone.
Same vibe, same tone. But it's
different.
And the nice thing about the Toy Story movies is that all of them stand alone.
Yep.
You could watch any one of them and not feel like you needed to see the previous one or you needed to see the next one. And I feel like, once again, like Godfather 1, 2, and 3, you got to see the first two to see the third one.
Yeah.
Like, it's just how that works.
Most movies are like that. The first one's a standalone.
Same thing.
The second one comes out with a cliffhanger ending, and the third one exists only because the second one didn't end.
Well, here's the thing. The second one doesn't make sense without the first. And doesn't end without the third.
Right.
Right? Toy Story didn't do that. They did their own thing. And I feel like even the Pirates movies did that to a certain extent.
Oh, absolutely. The first one's its own thing.
Right.
Then two comes out, bullshit ending. Three only exists because two didn't have an end.
Right.
As opposed to either that's the bad trilogy format. Or you have the traditional, which is Star Wars. Here's three chapters that you have to see because it's all one story.
Right.
Or the standalones, which Indiana Jones did. Here's this.
Sure.
Here's this. Here's this.
If you've
seen all three, great, but you didn't need to.
But see, with Indiana Jones, the fourth movie fucked all that up.
Well, it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you had to see the first three to understand it, and Toy Story didn't fall into that trap.
Correct.
Because you can go into this movie not knowing a fucking thing about the Toy Story universe, and based on just things that are said.
Exist in this one.
Well, things that are said or things that are the flat. There is a flashback in this movie.
Yeah.
That does tell the story of 1, 2, and 3 very, very, very quickly, like less than 2 minutes. It is probably the best. It's like Jay Hernandez was there giving the fuck in. Isn't that the dude from Avengers? Is that his name? The guy that talks really fast and tells the stories? That's not Jay Hernandez. Jay Hernandez is the dude from fucking Varsity Blues. I know Friday Night Lights. I can't think of his name, but you know who I'm talking about, right? The Mexican dude that's friends with Ant-Man. Help me. No. God,
you're the worst. Can't help you on that one.
You are the worst. I want you to know that. Anyway, but it's the same thing. Like, they tell the story very, very quickly in all flashbacks. Mm-hmm. And no, I don't think, were there any words?
Not the that one that you're referring to.
No. Right. Okay. So they just do a great job with it. The way they introduce the new characters feels very organic. Mm-hmm. It's not, it doesn't feel like any character was kind of shoved in there. Right. Now, if you've seen the, who had the pink bear? Was that two or three?
That was three.
Three. So if you've seen three, there's a character in this one that you're going to be like, yep. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's, but it's nice. Like, well, I guess.
So some of it we can't get into without spoilers, but Toy Story 4 does a good job with the story.
Yes.
As they've always done.
Yes.
It brings the feels. Done.
The things that have always been strong with the Toy Story franchise continue to be strong. And this, which is amazing. Yeah. New writer, new director. And
well, even more so, a lot of writers. This went through the script doctoring process for quite some time. It has 8 total credits right now.
Well, a lot of that aren't a bunch of those like story by credits?
Original story by.
Which is the original Toy Story. Is what they're talking about.
Yeah, so it's got some references. It's got some people for characters, but like Rashida Jones wrote and worked on this.
Rashida.
Yeah. But her script was never used.
Right. Well, I mean, you've got, Jesus, dude, there's more than 8. There's 10.
Yeah.
Because there's the original story by credits. There's 8 of those. And then there's 2 screenplay credits.
Yeah. So the fact that it came out content and in the state it did is amazing.
That is crazy. I didn't even realize it was like that, dude.
But you're right. Everything the other movies have done well, this one continues to do well. Animation, great. Visual storytelling, fantastic. There's moments where people don't say anything, but you know exactly how they feel.
So it's like it's
exactly like what's supposed to happen. And I love Pixar's detail with that.
Well, it's like the beginning of Up.
Yeah, absolutely. Same vibe.
Which I will say this, the director was Omega in Up.
Okay.
Remember the dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Omega.
So
in Up.
It does do the same things well. The animation has improved. It's a little bit more nuanced, and different things have different textures. You know which characters are fluffy and which ones are glossy and enamel or ceramic.
Well, no, and that's
things that the older ones didn't have due to the limitations of 95.
Well, I feel like the older ones, every toy was plastic except for Woody.
Right.
Right?
It was cloth. Right.
Yeah, and
now,
that was it.
You can tell he's cloth. The stuffed, you know, duck and bunny are this fluffy fabric.
Right.
Buzz is plastic. Bo Peep's this ceramic.
Yeah.
It has a shine to her. They put more attention to detail in those things.
Well, because they can. They can render
that
now.
They can.
Like, 30 fucking years ago, you couldn't render that.
But they put in such care and dedication.
Right.
So you got strong cinematography, strong animation. The story is tight. The feeling is there. The whole thing still works well. That there is a few things that I personally had. I was like, well, I would have liked to see this. And I will say, though, it's not so much that it was a misstep as it is just not exactly the story they were telling.
So my whole thing with it is I feel like this movie could have been 20 minutes longer.
Yeah,
and absolutely. And still been great.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's one of those things that I never say that.
No.
Like, never. We don't ever say, yeah, this could have been a 2-hour movie, but it could have. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Avengers could have been 4 hours, and I'd have been fine with Endgame being 4 hours long. Like, well, yeah, that's fine. 4 hours. Yeah, it's fine. I don't care. But I think the thing about this one that was so good was the character development for the new characters was immediate. There wasn't a slow burn or a slow build up to anybody. Mm-hmm. You knew exactly what every character was immediately, which after 3 movies in the Toy Story universe, of course you can do that now, right? Which I think is why this movie is shorter. You didn't need all of that character development.
Well, and it's a much more focused story.
I think so. Yeah. Cause the other ones kind of wander around a little bit.
Yeah.
Like their toys.
Well, the thing is the first one is Buzz and Woody and their relationship.
Right.
The other characters are there, not as important.
They don't matter.
They don't really matter. The second one is split down the middle. Woody has his story. Buzz has his story.
Right.
And then it comes together. The third one is everyone as a group and how they're dealing with things now. The fourth one goes back to
Woody.
This is Woody's story.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Peep has a pretty big part, but this is Woody's story.
Bo Peep is almost a MacGuffin.
She's his Virgil.
That's Dante. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
The guide. She's there to help.
Right.
She doesn't go through any real change. She's a static character way.
But here's the thing with Bo Peep. You know what her change was.
Exactly. We've already seen it.
Because of what they showed you.
The events prior.
There were events prior that showed you what happened to Bo.
Yeah.
And then you know why she is the way she is. So she had character development
and
very quickly, which is what I was talking about. And I thought that was fantastically done.
And that very much, she plays, and I might be reading too much into this, but I think I can make a compelling argument. She plays a much greater role in where Woody is at now.
Yes.
And for him to change.
Yes.
The thing that I blow this movie. This movie's great. It's fucking, and here's the other thing. The other movies were always funny. This has a couple bits, thanks to spoilers, Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele, that is fucking hilarious.
Dude, right?
That even if you've seen every Toy Story movie, even if you've seen their comedy, you're going to fucking die laughing.
Yeah.
Not only from their timing, their delivery, but the animation. It is so funny.
Well, and it was funny because the minute the Duck and Bunny came
Duck
on.
And Bunny, yeah.
Ducky and Bunny came on screen. I was listening and I was like, that's not Keegan. Is that Keegan?
I knew it was Keegan Michael Key. I know his voice immediately.
Right. But I was like, I didn't know if it was both of them.
I didn't know if it was Jordan Peele.
Right. And I was like, is that Keegan? I think that's Keegan Peele. And then the first joke happened. I was like, oh shit, that's Keegan Peele.
Yeah.
And it was like immediate. I was like, oh yeah.
They are hilarious.
They fucking kill it, dude.
People are excited for Keanu Reeves and he's not bad.
Right.
But they fucking steal the show.
So here's the thing that just, I am amazed at this Keanuissance that we've gotten.
Yeah.
Like, I love it because I love me some Keanu. He's the best. I love Keanu Reeves. But the fact that like everyone else now loves him, I'm a little bit angry.
It upsets you, yeah.
Well, because like, so here's the deal.
Like, I loved him first.
Well, no, when I worked in rent-to-own, right? We had televisions and DVD players and Blu-ray players, right? I had for 10 years on repeat, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. I burned out a fucking DVD playing it over and over and over and over again on a first generation PlayStation.
Wow.
Right?
Shit.
Like straight up would not play anymore. Wouldn't play. I had to buy a new one. And I did. So I'm just saying, like, I've always had like this special place in my heart for, you know, Interview with a Vampire Dude. And
is that Interview with a Vampire?
No, what's the vampire one he did?
Dracula.
Was he in Dracula?
He was in Bram Stoker.
It was Bram Stoker's. Okay. Dracula. Either way. I love Keanu.
Yeah.
Right. And now everybody else does too. So fuck them. But he's great. He's fucking great as Doom. Or was it Kaboom?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell's the character's full name? Duke Kaboom.
Duke
That's
Kaboom,
it.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. Like, it's exactly what you want that character to be. Right. Like,
yeah.
He's what you would expect a Daredevil toy to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's fantastic. Like, I feel like the creepy doll dudes, the ventriloquist dummies.
Oh, terrifying.
So great, though.
Like, yeah.
But, like, legit creepy.
Yeah, horrifying.
Like, do you remember, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Do you remember the ventriloquist dummy episode?
Oh, kind of, but I remember him from Goosebumps more.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
Goosebumps
is the one.
Yes.
Fuck that, dude.
Right? Right?
Fuck that, dude.
Fucking terrifying.
He's back in this.
Right? But multiples.
Yeah, there's several of them.
Multiples. Fucking scary.
But the only downside that I had to this movie, and I will say it's very easily could be personal desire, and I think this is where you were right with that 20 minutes could have added to it and it would have been great. Buzz Lightyear and the rest of the ensemble cast don't get much to work with.
So
they get a little bit, and what's there is funny. But it is so minimal, especially when I consider how important Buzz Lightyear has been to the series. He has been the number two guy.
Well, I mean, this is one of those things that we talked about prior to the show. And I know, Thomas, you are under the impression, and I believe Mike agrees with you here, that it's because it's Tim Allen.
I would argue there's no way that some of this, yes, it's a Woody story. It's not Buzz's story, but how much he got pushed to the sideline from being number two to the sixth string quarterback, that's a significant jump. And it's very obvious right now that Tim Allen's political views do not gel with Hollywood as a whole.
So
and I wouldn't be surprised if that was part of it.
Here's my thing. Here's my entire thing with that. I feel like Toy Story 4 is a Woody movie.
Mm-hmm.
Woody's fucking gone.
Spoilers, Christ, man.
Woody's gone. He's gone. Bye.
Big, big spoilers you just dropped there.
Bye.
Like a giant dookie on everyone's face.
Bye. No, it's not a huge spoiler. No, I mean, so here's the deal. No, it's a Woody story, though.
It is right? a Woody story.
And that's all I'm saying, is that it's a Woody story, and I feel like Toy Story 5...
So maybe that wasn't what they wanted to do with
I think
this
Toy Story... Well, it also could be why we have fucking 10 writers.
And it also could be why we have 10 writers. Maybe he got removed entirely.
But it still feels like a good movie, even with 10 writers.
And
because what
thing.
You did was, you had a bunch of movies that were Woody Buzz-centric, right? And that's why it took them 9 years and a surprise drop to come out with this movie, was because you had the Tim Allen storyline and you had to get rid of the Tim Allen storyline. Maybe.
And that's the thing, is that it's not that this movie doesn't work without Buzz or Jesse and Rex and all the others.
Here's the thing. I think it works better.
But it also feels like a kind of a shame, because I'm like, you only get these characters so often and you don't use everybody in this one.
Sure.
But we'll get to it in spoilers. It very much could be that's because they were trying to tell a specific chapter, not only of this character's story, but of life.
Because who's to say that at this point they don't go forward with one character at a time centric movies?
Perhaps.
Which would be a logical step to take with the Toy Story franchise, right? Because you could have a Buzz movie, or you could have a Woody movie, a Buzz movie, a Jesse movie.
Yeah, you could.
Honestly, I want to see the short of Forky. I want to see just all of the Forky movies. Right. I think that'd be fantastic. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I think that that's a logical place to go with this franchise, is to start now, because you focused on the relationship of all the toys. Right. And now you can focus on each toy and how they cope with the changes that occur with a change in ownership or a loss or, you know, all of those things. Right. And I think that would be pretty dope. That's all I'm saying, is that I think that would be a pretty cool way to go.
You could do that.
I would love to see the Ducky Bunny movie.
Oh, I'd pay out the ass to see that.
Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, guys, if you've seen any of the Toy Stories, this is just as good as all the others. I don't know if I'd say it's better than 3.
I don't think it's better than any. I think it's better than... I liked it more than 2.
See, I love 2.
I know you did, buddy, and I didn't.
I know.
I liked 3 more than 2.
Mm-hmm.
1 is my favorite. By far. 1 is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That song, You've Got a Friend in Me, Bro.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that song, I get a little choked up.
And there is a new song to this. It's the same vibe, but it's not as good as You Got a Friend in Me. It never will be.
Nothing will be. Because you have to remember, too, like, you were a little kid when this came out.
Yeah.
I was like 13.
Yeah.
Right? So I was right on that cusp of, like, not really a kid playing with toys anymore.
Yeah.
But I want to go see this animated movie called Toy Story.
Right.
Right? Like, I want to see Jurassic Park. But I want to see Toy Story too.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was right on that cusp. And then the second movie came out and I was still in high school.
Right.
Right. The third movie came out and at that point I had a kid.
Right.
Like, who was like 4. So like, of course I saw it.
Right.
At 4 year old. But I'm just saying, like, it's one of those things where I grew up with these movies too. And 2 was my least favorite.
Hmm.
It just was. And I don't necessarily know why. Also, do you know what kind of angered me about this one?
Hmm.
Where are the aliens?
Yeah, there's no aliens in this one.
I fucking love those little fuckers.
It's a much more close-knit story, and I think that's why.
But how do you just get rid of the Ewoks?
I know.
Like, that's bullshit.
I know.
That's bullshit. But anyway, but looking at this one, like, you know, you have this complete story that does focus on Woody. Absolutely, it focuses on Woody and Woody's relationship to his new owner,
mm-hmm.
Woody's relationship to the other toys, Woody's responsibilities.
Place in the world.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's a fitting next chapter for Woody's character, mm-hmm. who we have followed through 6 hours worth of movies.
Right.
Right. So to give another hour and a half that, and like you said, dude, this is very Woody centric. I don't think you could argue literally anything else, really.
No.
You know, you have the new character, Dolly. Is that the new character, Dolly? No, Dolly's the sheep. What's that new character? The doll in the
Gabby
store.
Gabby.
That was Gabby Gabby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the new, Christina Hendricks character, Gabby Gabby. There's a weird arc with that character, actually. And I don't want to get into anything until we go to spoilers for that one, because that's actually, that would be a real spoiler. And I'm not going to do that. But it's really good what they did with it in such a short period of time. And even Peep or Bo Peep's character, it was, cause she was in the first movie, right?
She's in the first two.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. And then she was gone.
Yeah. She's not for in there.
Right. She wasn't in the third one. Cause she was the little sister's lamp.
Yep.
Was the thing, right?
Yep.
She was around when, cause Barbie and Ken aren't in this one.
Correct.
Right. And Barbie and Ken were they in three?
They were in three. They stayed back.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So you had Bo and the whole thing that happened with Bo Peep, and you find out why she wasn't in the third movie, and you find out what was going on there. And it's fantastic the way that they did that. And to give like love to toys, I think is fantastic. Like, I'm sorry. Like the romantic in me is like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Like, oh look, the little shepherd girl and the cowboy. Aw. Like, you know, like it's like,
yeah.
And it's exactly what you want. Like you want these, you want happy, right? Like you want Toy Story to be happy. Like that's all you want out of it. Like it's like it's the quintessential Disney movie, right? It's just so good.
And that's the thing is that it's, if you loved the other Toy Stories, you're going to see this. And it's fantastic.
Here's the thing. If you hated Toy Story, you're not human.
Right.
Like, get on your spaceship and fly the fuck away. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you're a demon. Yeah. You're a fucking demon, and you need to go down back to where, from whence you came.
Yep.
Right? Go back to Good Omens, whatever it is. I don't give a shit. Get the fuck out of the, get off our planet, because if you didn't like Toy Story movies, you're not a human being.
Yep.
You're just not. You're a fucking monster. Go away.
Come on, dude.
I mean,
you're accurate.
Exactly. So I think with all of this talk of monsters, those of you that are monsters, you should stick around for the spoilers. Those of you that aren't monsters but want to hear the spoilers, you should stick around as well. So we're going to do the spoilers here after a short break.
What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
Geek Out Saturday.
The biblical allegories that we talked about last week with the innocence, like much like we saw with the first creations, Adam and Eve, that I think definitely connects to the general theme of Westworld.
What is that, you might ask? For me, first second that happened, I was like, hey, that probably has something to do with kryptonite.
Darth Vader could not open the crystal. Kanan cannot open the crystal. Ahsoka cannot open the crystal, okay? The reason I'm pointing this out in this episode, what does the Bendu do? He takes the
starting
thing.
Starting point and an ending point, and it told its story pretty damn well. There's a couple gripes or a few little changes that anybody on the internet or ourselves have talked about. But overall, season 11 was great. I look back at season 10 now with...
Catch up on your favorite Rain Man digital geek shows every Saturday. DC on CW, Back to Tank, Weird West Radio, The Crossroads, and more. Geek Out Saturday on Rain Man Channel 001. Listen for the Rain Man digital app or tune in. Just search RM Channel 001.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're going to do spoilers now for Toy Story 4. Obviously, Thomas and I enjoyed the movie.
Right.
I don't think there's any questions there. We loved the new characters
as much as
we love some of the old characters, if not a little bit more.
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
So what you get with this movie, and I kind of fucked up earlier, and I did say Woody's gone.
Right.
And what I meant by that is what you get in this movie is kind of the end of the Woody story arc.
Mm-hmm.
Woody's arc essentially comes to an end as a toy.
Yeah.
Right? Now, they could go further and kind of go as now a lost toy, which means he is a sentient, make all of his decisions on his own thing. Right? They could go that way.
Right.
I hope they don't.
See, here's the thing. So, follow me on this one. This is what I think they're trying to say with Toy Story 4. And I might be going way into it more than I need to be.
Sure.
But it feels very much to me that Toy Story 4's the real-to-life story it's talking about is death. And I mean that as in, jokes aside, I mean that as in accepting death, knowing your kids will be okay, and knowing it's okay for you to go on to the next phase, the afterlife. You have, spoilers, we get the flashback of Bo Peep, and Woody's there, and he has a choice to kind of like give up, go with her, or stay because Andy still needs him.
Right.
And he wasn't ready at that time.
Right.
Later now we find out that Bo Peep, as I said, is the Virgil to his Dante. He has no purpose. He says he's trying to get Forky back to Bonnie because she needs her. But Bo and Buzz and so many others ask, why are you doing this? It's just like a fork thing. We can move on. This isn't important enough. Why do you care? And he says, because it's all I have left.
Right. Well,
spoilers.
And he's pushed to say that.
He is pushed to say that, but yeah. It shows where he's at.
Right.
Andy was his kid. His purpose is no longer there. And at the end of the movie, we mirror the exact same interaction between Bo Peep, who has shown him being a lost toy isn't the end.
Right.
There is something after this. You are not cast aside. Mm-hmm. There is a whole joy and life beyond what you knew.
Right.
And Buzz says to him, Bonnie's going to be okay.
Well, and that's the whole thing.
And he then decides to stay with his loved one, move right. on to the next stage in life. It very much feels like...
if you look at it...
He's metaphorically dying.
I understand where you're coming from.
I might be reading too much into it, but that's what I got out of it.
And I think you are reading too much into it. I don't think it's that heavy.
It may not be.
But at the same time, I do think it is about transitioning into the next phase of life.
Whether that's death your kids don't need you anymore.
Right.
Like they went off to college, but now you have to kind of accept that you can't hang around for them.
Well, and the thing is like what you have with Woody here in this movie is that, you know, for the first three movies, his entire purpose was Andy and making Andy happy and because Andy needed him and Andy. And they show you this flashback where Andy freaks the fuck out because he can't find Woody, which is why Woody didn't go with Bo in the first place, because he was ready. For love, he was going to give up the boy. But then he realized how much the boy needed him. And so he was like, fuck it, I have to stay. And that killed Bo Peep.
Yeah.
And it killed a piece of Woody.
Yeah.
It killed a piece of Woody. And then he gets the second chance at love, at happiness with Bo.
Yeah.
He gets a second chance, and he still almost doesn't fucking take it.
Right.
Because of this new kid who honestly doesn't give a shit about
him. Doesn't care about him.
Like, it's an abusive relationship. And I mean, for lack of a better term, like, come on, dude, he is codependent as fuck,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't need him.
Right.
At all. Like,
right.
And so he then latches on to Forky. And that's what happens, is that he latches on to this thing that she does love, because then it makes him feel important.
Right.
And it's all about, this movie is how selfish Woody really is. Like, Woody is selfish as shit at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
It gets to a point somewhere in there where he realizes he's done.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the Gabby transition.
Right.
Is because, like, at first you think Gabby's just another pink bear. Can't remember the fucking character's name.
Lotso.
Yeah. You just think that she's another Lotso. Right. Like, that's kind of, that's the vibe. The vibe is that she's like mean.
Right.
And malicious and fucking crazy.
Right.
But she's not. She's actually very sweet. Very sweet. And tragic. She's a tragic character. And they fucking pile on the tragedy.
That was really well done. It was nice that they didn't have, like, a villain so much in this one.
There was no villain, as there was just shit situation.
Bad situations for people.
Right, bad situations for characters. And I feel like they did a great job with that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, not having that villain and portraying her as slightly a villain, but then not really. But, like, very sympathetic. And like I said, tragic.
Yeah.
And then they piled on more tragedy for the poor thing until you get the resolution. And there is a resolution. And that's fantastic.
But you're right. In either way, it's the next stage in life.
Right.
But even then, with Gabby, what Woody physically gives up part of himself. So someone else has the next chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's to me, it was very much an organ donor thing, a passing on, your kids don't need you. Your job is done. You can rest now.
Well, and that's the whole thing, is that, like, this is the realization for Woody.
Yes.
That his job has been completed. Andy made it through childhood. Andy is in college or out of college. Well, he'd be in college at this point.
Yeah.
But Bonnie has her own toys, and Bonnie has selected the toys which are her favorite. And not only does Woody kind of accept it, because of Bo, and because Bo is, I guess if you go your route,
yeah,
Bo is the angel of death.
Angel of death. Virgil showing him.
Like, showing her. How do you get there?
Christmas Carol, like,
yeah.
It's, you can move on.
Right. It's all of those characters where it is, you know, give me your hand. I'll lead you to the light. Everything will be fine.
They don't need you anymore. You've done what you needed to do.
Right. And I think that's exactly what you see in this movie.
Yeah.
But my point was, because you get this storyline that is Woody centric, and it is 100% Woody. It really is.
It is.
Forky is there to move the story along.
He's the MacGuffin.
He is the MacGuffin. Like, he truly is the MacGuffin. And then you have, you know, Buzz, who has a bit of a storyline.
Barely.
In that he has now kind of taken over what the Woody role was.
Right.
Because remember, Woody had to go save Buzz.
Right.
But now Buzz is saving Woody.
Sort of, yeah.
But is he? Like, Buzz wasn't really holding on to Woody.
And see, that's the thing is that
I feel like, in a weird way,
Jesse becomes the next Woody.
Well, and I think that that's absolutely
we have a little bit of that. You could argue that political message of the white man has to hand up the badge because it's the woman's turn kind of thing.
Sure. I don't think that's what they meant.
I don't think that's what they meant because she's a sheriff. It made sense. That's the thing is that this movie, you could interpret there are messages to the current social climate, but it's never in your face. All these characters, like Bo Peep, is technically now this strong, independent woman. I don't need no man kind of attitude. But it also fits for who we've known her to be.
And that's the thing.
And what she went through. None of it feels contrived.
The difference.
But I think Buzz, unfortunately, gets the biggest shaft.
Oh,
he's
for sure.
Such a major character. And he gets seven lines.
It's more than that.
Most of them are robot button press lines.
Oh, fuck. That's right. Oh my God, you're right.
And he used to be.
He sounds like a fucking idiot, actually.
He is naive because he thinks he's real in the first movie.
Right.
In the second one, he is Buzz, the character we grow to know.
Right.
Dude, Woody, what are you doing? You helped me. You got to come with me.
Right.
This isn't where you're supposed to be.
Right.
The third one is a mix between two and a little bit of a character because he got reprogrammed to Spanish. But that worked for humor and it was a little bit of a brainwashing thing with Lotso. In this one, he's just like, what is your conscious?
Yeah.
What is, tell me what to do, magic button. Like, you're an idiot now. And I don't like what they did to Buzz. And I will argue that I think there was outside influence because otherwise, why would you do that to another two character?
Buzz has been completely neutered.
Neutered entirely.
I will give you that.
Would have been cut if it wasn't such a major character.
Well, and actually, I think you might be right because I think what you do in that situation is you send Jesse after him.
Yeah.
Because it could have very easily been Jesse going after Buzz or after Woody. Very easily.
Yeah.
Very, very easily. Actually, like.
And that's where that additional time of like 20 minutes or a little bit more. We didn't need to have so much. Yes, it's a Woody story, but with this being very easily the last story, it would have been nice to have Woody and Buzz have another little, a little bit more than really.
A little once. You got a friend in me.
Exactly. Yeah. Rather than one goodbye statement at the end, and they don't even share words at the end.
No, it's you're right. I will give you that.
It speaks more. Yeah. So from a visual storytelling standpoint, it works. But from a, unfortunately, cynical, knowing the current climate of things, because his views don't match up with Hollywood's, it feels like he very much got like, well, we'll do the minimum for you.
Well, and I you may be right. Or we could get Toy Story 5.
And it's all about Buzz.
Right.
Who knows?
You know, and it's because we don't know. And it might be 10 years from now when Tim Allen is now beloved again because he's done the Santa Claus 17. Like,
and you know, it could be a story about how does Buzz deal with things now that Woody's gone and how is his relationship with Jesse grow or change or what have you. There is potential there.
Well, because him and Jesse are
a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So they have... Just like Toy Story 3, this very easily could be the end of all of it. If there's never another one, it's fine. But because of what they do, not only with Buzz, there is some potential if you wanted to do another Woody story, but it wouldn't exactly make sense.
Well,
it'd be a little weaker, I think.
I think it would be, you need the human element in the story.
You absolutely do.
You need it. Now, I think it'd be awesome if they like had them go to Disney World and run around Disney World as themselves.
See, here's the thing. I want a Buzz and Jesse and everybody else story for Toy Story 5 with Bonnie growing up a little bit more.
Sure.
But I want Ducky and Bunny to show up again because they were amazing.
Right.
So.
Well, and I think that if you have a Ducky and Bunny, I think it would be easier to do Ducky and Bunny in the Woody story.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, they are because it makes sense.
It makes sense. Like, That'd be great. Or just do a Ducky and fuck it. Toy Story 5, Ducky and Bunny.
A spinoff. Fuck it. That's what I want.
That's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
But we're adults. So of course that's what we want.
Right.
Because those are the adult characters.
Yeah.
You know,
So regardless of some of those, I wish they had added this because I don't think Rex and Ham or
they don't matter
or Slinky Dog get much of anything. Even Jesse, like Buzz, gets like three lines kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that like
so that's why maybe it's not so much against Tim Allen and I don't Buzz
think it is
as it is just this isn't the story they were trying to tell.
And that's my whole viewpoint. Although I will say this, that if you're going to break it off and do separate character stories. That's a TV show, not a movie.
That's very iffy, too.
Yeah. I mean, because it's tough.
You lose Woody.
Woody's the heart.
That's the heart of Toy Story.
Right.
It's really going to be hard to do anything else with that.
Oh, and that's exactly right.
Even if you have Buzz and Jesse and...
Well, because, I mean, wasn't there a Buzz Lightyear TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was the
Buzz. I believe there was.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, because that's where the aliens went. Yeah, they were in the TV
show. Zurg and all that stuff.
Yeah, I remember they were in the TV show. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because I did watch it.
Yep, I did watch that too.
It was horrible animation.
It's all right. I remember liking some of it.
It was awful. But anyway, so like, I mean, you have opportunities here, I think, to go forward. But at the same time, I would not be sad if this was the last movie.
Correct.
Because much like 3, it's a decent ending.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 3 was like, oh, you pass them on. That's great. But
that's not the end necessarily.
Right. Either. Because you pass them on, but now Woody doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. God, what a shitty life.
I well, mean, really, that's why
fuck being a toy. You sounds know, awful.
It really is. You go through the limelight of your life and then somebody else comes into it and then
you get your
move on and then you're no longer needed. And that's why I think that it's a little bit morbid, but I do think the death concept
you might
works.
Be right. You might be right. I kind of looked at it more like a, you know, you're not my real dad. Like,
yeah, you could argue that. Too.
I looked at it that way a little bit that like the changing of the guard was like
to me, the carnival was like toy heaven. Where there's always kids and there's always things to have.
And, sure. No, and I can understand that.
You're always young.
Yeah, I can understand that. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
And the way that they kind of ended it.
Yeah.
That you're right. And I can see where you'd get that. And I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, it's just my interpretation.
I think it's incredibly morbid.
It is, but so am I. So, yeah.
Well, right. But I also feel like after, 24 years?
Mm-hmm.
24 years of these movies, death to Smoochie, buddy. Like,
just like we said earlier, we're at a period where things are coming to an end.
No, and that is exactly
new
right.
beginnings and
that,
all that.
That well, yeah, or just endings.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, like
shit. Now that's morbid.
Because what is it? Walking Dead, Supernatural, like
Game of Thrones just ended. Star Wars is on the way out.
Yeah, I mean everything's ending.
Yeah,
everything's ending, and it's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy, and yet Riverdale gets another fucking season.
Fuck off!
Right? Doesn't make any sense.
Ugh.
Doesn't make any sense. Hey, Archie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think with that, guys, that's going to do it for us. Obviously, Toy Story 4 is you need to see it.
Yeah.
It's a great flick.
Possibly, when I looked back at what we've reviewed, the best movie I've seen all year.
No. What was the one I said was the best movie we saw all year? Like 3 reviews ago.
Beats the fuck out of me.
Who are you? Oh, Aladdin.
Yeah, I didn't see that one with you.
That's right. That was Greg.
Yep.
Yeah. No, Aladdin was great.
For me, Toy Story's taking it right now.
Well, and actually, I will agree.
Yeah.
This was better than Aladdin.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Go see it.
Yeah, you need to go see it. If for nothing else, Keanu Reeves.
And Ducky and Bunny.
And Ducky and Bunny, exactly. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Thomas, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
The Corova Milk Bar sold Milk Plus. Milk Plus Velocet, or Synthomesk, or Drencrum. Which is what we were drinking. This would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultra-violence.